We're so happy to have Boots join us. Boots is what I identify as a street artist, somebody who creates art out of nothing, and people notice it, or sometimes they just walk on it and never see it at all. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show.
I saw your work in Chicago. I also understand that it's been seen in Nashville, St. Louis, Louisville. And tell people what you do.
So I write poetry, and I have a few books out, but I wanted to make sure that it was more accessible to the masses. So I wanted to figure out a way that I can put it out there where people can read it, relate to it, you know, have it kind of brighten their day, give them hope on those, you know, downer days. So I spray paint the poems on different sidewalks around different cities. I've been in 37 states now, but Chicago's my home. So, of course, it always means more to me to do it here.
You'll see them. You can't miss them if you're walking around Chicago. And they're always tagged with @poetrybyboots. And it started because your heart was broken?
You know what? That's how a lot of things start, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
I went through a breakup. I was with somebody for about 10 years. We broke up, and I just started writing poetry just to kind of heal and, you know, kind of get through the trauma of that. And overall, I just put it in a book that I didn't really think anybody would read. I kind of wrote it just, you know, so he would read how I'm feeling, and it turned into what it has now. And I never dreamt that it would turn into just, you know, a book about heartbreak to second book. And now I'm going to put out my third book and all these street corners and everything that's happened. It's still super surreal and humbling.
So, Boots, where is the message right now that's still there that people can see today in Chicago? Is there one you can tell us, like a location?
Yeah, I'm in a lot of neighborhoods. The locations I did recently, which should still be pretty vibrant and bright, anywhere in Lincoln Square, like right down the main road, Lincoln Park, right at, like, if you start at like Fullerton and Clark and head down towards the lake, there should be some right on the lakefront too. All over Logan Square, Wicker Park. I'm trying to cover as many neighborhoods as I could, but I would say those are the neighborhoods to start. You probably can't miss them. They're on every street corner.
Boots is a poet and a street artist, meaning her art is on the street. So if you are looking down in those areas, you will see a message. And some of it focuses on mental health, doesn't it?
I write a lot about mental health. I was diagnosed bipolar when I was 18, and it's something that I've never been ashamed of. I've always wrote about it. I've always talked about it. I want to make it so we can talk about mental health and not have it still be this stigma where we have to hide it. And, you know, so many things happen in the world that I feel like the more we talk about it and normalize it, the more people can get help and we can help each other. So I write a lot about my struggles with it. My books go into more detail with it, but the ones I pick for the streets, I try to pick the most uplifting messages. Nothing too sad, making sure people know, like, if they got out of bed today, like, that's good enough for today if they're struggling. And I want people to, you know, read it and realize that they're not alone. And in seeing all the tags and everything that people tag me, and it also helps me feel not alone in my, you know, my journey through this as well.
I've seen a lot of this in Europe. I'm always intrigued when people spend hours doing a big mural on the sidewalk of chalk just to know it's going to be washed away. Or that guy that makes those big creations, those artistic creations in snow, knowing that it's going to be melt. It's just going to melt. Or there's an artist in London, and he works on the Millennium Bridge, and his name is Ben Wilson. And he makes art out of a piece of chewing gum that somebody has spit out and stepped on. Now, he's been arrested a lot because you would think you wouldn't get in trouble for messing with a piece of gum, but apparently they call it defacing property or something. Is that something you run into in Chicago, or are people mostly appreciative of what you do?
Mostly appreciative. I mean, mostly I get invited to a lot of cities, so usually I have permission. Of course, I don't always, but I guess that goes along with, you know, being a street artist. You kind of have to do what you got to do. And I've usually only had really great responses. A lot of businesses, aldermen, mayors, I get messages all the time inviting me, you know, especially in Chicago. Of course, you're going to get those, you know, angry people every now and then, but I kind of take it as still a compliment, because if you're going to walk past something and still react to it, even in a negative way, I still find it as a compliment, because it must have affected you in some way to go out of your way to find me and message me, you know? So I try to take all the good with the bad.
Well, and the thing is, it's going to wash away. You know, it always does. And
eventually,
it's
it does.
Yeah, it's love, it's encouragement, it's positivity. It's not like, and we deal with a lot of gang graffiti in this area. So I can't see why this is, you know, taken as anything than inspirational for what it is. So give us a piece of inspirational poetry on the Lisa Dent Show today. Anything you want, something you could share with us, something that will give people a little.
Well, the number one one that you'll probably see everywhere that is also like the number one seller in all the clothing I do for it. It says, "We're all damaged. It's how you love with a broken heart that still matters." And that's probably the most popular one that people relate to the most that are on it. Or I have another one about mental health that I wrote when I was really struggling that says, like, some days all you do is get out of bed and that's good enough for that day. And those are ones that I really relate to the most when it comes to just making sure people can see it when they wake up or when they're walking around and they're having a low day.
Well, thank you for joining us, giving us a little pick-me-up, and I encourage everybody to look for your art. It's out there.
It is, and please tag me in it, whatever you see it. It's at Poetry by Boots on Instagram. So please tag me. I respond to every message, and if you usually tag me, I can send you free stickers with the poems or, you know, just you know, contact me some way.
All right. We found you. Everybody else can find you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeville.